Thanks, Paul. I'm Benjamin Osbaugh. This is actually my first time here at Cat Springs. I've been to many men's retreats, so I'm super excited to be here. I'll get started. In 2018, I was working at the cafe at HEB, and I saw a good friend of mine meeting with a man. I approached my friend and this man at their table, curious about what they were doing. I was introduced to him, and I learned that his name was Bradley. This man gained an interest to get to know me, and he suggested to my friend that we get together and meet. I agreed, and we set up a meeting, and I proceeded to ask many questions about the Bible, specifically in the books of Acts and John, which I kind of gained an interest to read. I did not trust anyone at this time in my life. Bradley showed patience and kindness and understanding, which I really admired about him, and I eventually began to trust him over time. Bradley really took an interest in what I had going on in life, and he often pointed me to scripture that was relevant to what I was struggling with. There was something about Bradley that he had, something that I did not have. What I later learned in life, what I later learned is that he had Jesus in his life. And in John 17:3, it says, "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent." Bradley and I began to meet during this time, and my friend was still meeting with him, and he told me that he was going to a men's retreat. I never been to a men's retreat before, and so I asked my friend if I could go. He stated that no, the men's retreat was only for Timothy's. So I became very curious about what becoming a Timothy was. When I was working at HEB, I saw Bradley shopping, so I yelled to him, "I want to do the Operation Timothy thing." We began to, he was like, "Oh, okay, like, we could do that." Caught him very off guard. We began to meet regularly to discuss Operation Timothy, of course, when I had the chapter completed. The times I didn't, he said that's okay. We still met and caught up with what was going on in life. He would hold me accountable with gentleness and respect, and that's when I learned that I was being trained. And in Matthew 28:19-20, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." As time had gone on, I began praying for a man to meet with. I tried to force a couple of relationships with a couple of men. However, I was just in the way of God's plan. I began to just to be patient and wait for the Lord to bring me a man. I would often ask a friend of mine that if he'd want to get together and talk about the Bible. He would state that he is not ready, but if he did, I'd be the first he would come to. Through this time, I spent a lot of time with him, and we've gone through many seasons, loss of friends, and a pandemic during college, which led to a lot of uncertainty about where the world was going. After college, he observed me go through a broken engagement, and this was probably one of the most a time in my life where I experienced some of the most suffering. He was there and observed all the pain and suffering and me beating myself up and going down a really rough path. As time went on, he watched me grow and heal through this trial in my life. And roughly a year or so after this broken engagement, he ended up going through the same process of a broken engagement as well. I was there as a friend, and I was there to lift him through this trial. I asked him if again, later on, if he would like to meet and discuss the Bible. He stated yes after many years, and now we are meeting in Operation Timothy and are doing life together. And it says in 2 Timothy 2:2, in the presence of many witnesses, and what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. And from that, I've watched him grow and learn more about the Bible, and I've seen Isaiah 60:22 in action. And it says, the least of you shall become a clan, the smallest one a mighty nation. I'm the Lord, and it's time I will hasten it. He is now the fourth generation disciple, and I've watched how a few has grown over time, and me being a third generation. But it all started with one man meeting with another man, meeting with another man, and eventually there's growth from there, compounding growth. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you, man.